Welcome back to the Gardening with Joy and Holly radio show. Time for your questions, our answers. You got a question, you can send it on over at gardentalkradio@gmail.com. gardentalkradio@gmail.com, or you can jam your fingers in the phone and give us a call at 1-800-927-SHOW, 1-800-927-SHOW. Had a number of questions come in. We'll see what we can get through. Our neighbor shared some cow manure that he got from a local farmer. It doesn't appear to be what they call green manure. I'm just thinking maybe of adding it to the soil and tilling it in. We won't be planting until the end of May. Some articles say that it can be helpful, adding manure. So should I worry about it? Is it a good idea to use it now? Will it burn my plants? And my other question is, the cornmeal around tomatoes, do you put that in the hole at the time of planting or around the base after the plant is in the ground?
So the manure, she provided a picture for us of the manure, and it looked very fresh still. And so we advised her to wait at least until fall and let it age a bit. Otherwise, next spring it should be just fine. If you are not sure about adding something to your garden, like whether it be the cow manure, you think it's a little bit too fresh, definitely you're better off waiting.
You will do a lot of damage.
Yeah, you're better off waiting.
There are manures in which you can add that doesn't burn that will add that nitrogen. Cow manure is not one of them.
Right. The cornmeal, you just sprinkle around the base of your plant. So you plant your tomato, and then you sprinkle around the base of your plant once at the beginning of planting, and then like 6 weeks later.
And we had a question come in your Instagram account, Holly. Go ahead and give a plug for that one.
Yeah. Hi, I'm wondering if you have any suggestions for how to avoid breaking my back. I carry a lot of weight in my midsection. I find that kneeling and bending over for an extended period of time is painful, but I desperately need to weed my garden beds and do some pruning that requires. I'd love it if you had any resources you could point me towards. So,
if you want to see what we look like, you go to the WisconsinVegetableGardener.com. There's a picture of us. Holly, you're not a thin girl.
No,
I carry
my weight.
Yeah.
In my midsection as well.
And this is why they address the question to you. Not as an insult, but for an advice.
No, exactly. And I have connections with many plus-size people on social media who follow me, and I follow them, and I appreciate that they asked me the question. So what I do is, if I feel like squatting or bending or kneeling is too much, I'll sit on a 5-gallon bucket, and I will kind of lean into the garden that way. There's also...
Which we have raised beds, which makes that more accessible for you or other people of that caliber.
Right. There's also something called a garden kneeler / stool, and it's a two-sided deal where you can use it as a stool or you can flip it over and use it as a kneeler. There's portable stools that are rated up to 400 pounds, sometimes 500 pounds. That's an option. There's also stools that have wheels on them. So if you are like, you know, I can reach across halfway of the bed, but I just hate getting up and down, you could kind of scoot yourself back and forth. So there's a lot of different options. If you just Google garden stool, garden weeding stool, garden kneeler, garden...
For a large person, you can put that in there too, wouldn't you?
You can put it, but most of them will say like the weight restriction or whatever, and then you can base it from there. But they are pretty sturdy typically. So another thing you would want to consider is if your garden bed is surrounded by grass, you might want to look for something that has bigger wheels versus smaller wheels so you can easily move over that terrain.
For more information, please visit the WisconsinVegetableGardener.com.